Unit 6, page 65, exercises 4 and 5.
Hi, and welcome to the Learning Podcast. Today, our topic is autodidacts, or people who teach themselves. I became interested in this topic when I read about two talented young coders from India called Priyal Jain and Pratik Mahesh. They write really good Android apps. They were only 11 and 13 when they started learning coding language from online tutorials. As they improved, they both studied at an academy, but they started on their own.
It seems that you can learn everything on YouTube. How did people teach themselves before we had video tutorials?
Well, think of the billionaire Bill Gates, another famous computer programmer. He was doing a computer course at college, but he wanted to teach himself more. So he went into the college during the night when nobody was there. He used to stay all night testing and developing his ideas on the computers.
So a bit of a loner, I suppose. Kato Lom was also someone who learned alone. She was an interpreter and linguist who could speak 16 languages, and her method was interesting. To learn a new language, she tried to read books in that language. She particularly liked crime stories. She worked out the meaning of the words by guessing and using dictionaries.
Very analytical. But why do people teach themselves things?
Well, because they're interested and motivated. Sometimes it's a hobby, sometimes they're bored. Take the artist Frida Kahlo, for example. She had drawing lessons when she was young, but she only taught herself to paint really well when she was older. She was ill in bed for 3 months after an accident and had nothing to do. So she practiced and practiced her painting technique. She learned by trial and error.
Most autodidacts seem to learn alone, then.
Not always. Henry Ford was one of the greatest autodidacts, and he was a very social person. When he didn't understand something, he always asked people for help. He was always looking for ideas and asking for information.
I guess the most important thing is to find the best way to learn. Think of what your learning style is, and maybe you can become an expert too.
Absolutely. Well, best of luck with that. Bye-bye and thanks for listening.